Fresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We pray that you are having a great day, that you had a wonderful weekend, and that you are gearing up to celebrate the birth of our Savior. And that was not only a family-changing event, that was a world-changing event and an eternity-changing event. And we are so much better off because of Jesus' willingness to come and live a sinless life and give his life on the cross. And all that started with his glorious, miraculous birth. So I want to say thank you today to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281. 321-208-2281. If you have any landscaping work that you need done, whether that's plants that need to be planted, plants that need to be removed, irrigation systems, paver stones, I think I've told you about the artificial putting greens that they can put in if you are so inclined for that. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm sure that they do everything that needs to be done to get your yard to where it is the shining spot of the neighborhood, and they go all throughout Brevard County. So give them a call, 321-208-2281. That gets you in touch with Dave, I believe it is. He's in charge of their lawn care division, which they also have that if you need somebody to mow your grass and edge your lawn and all that sort of stuff. Dan is the person that I normally deal with because I normally have dealt with the landscaping side of things. They've been a blessing to us at our home. They've been a blessing to us at our church, and they will do a great job for you. A great job for a great value. Give them a call and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So here we are. We're a little over a third of the way through December already, and you might be looking at your end of year giving. I just want you to know that at Merritt Assembly of God, if you wanted to make a donation for the end of the year to, you know, help us with the Refresh radio program, if you just wanted to make a donation, you don't have a church and you'd like to honor God at Christmas time, you can make a donation. You can do that a couple of different ways. You can do it online through our website. I believe there is also a giving link on our Facebook page, or you could make a donation in one of our services or by mailing a check, cash, money order, whatever, to 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. So anything that you do, it needs to either arrive physically before December the 31st or to be postmarked by December the 31st. And we promise that we will get all of those donations processed quicker than people know how to process election returns. So anyway, we track every penny that comes in. There's no miscellaneous funds or anything like that. Everything that comes in for a category goes out for that category. And we make sure that you get the giving receipts if you track those for tax purposes. If you are not interested in the tax purposes, we're still going to give you a giving receipt so that you know that we have received those funds and that we are faithfully using those funds to the glory of God. So to the Word of God we go. By the way, if this is your first time listening, my name's Bob Arthurs, Pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are thankful for the radio station WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, It we spend Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening on WWBC 1510 AM. You can catch us at 10:30, and you can also go to the WMIEFM.com app and listen that way. If you happen to miss the live broadcast, you can either listen to it online or listen to it on demand, download it and listen to it like a podcast. At least that's my understanding of how podcasts operate. But to the Word of God we go. Like I said, Matthew chapter 7. We're going to begin reading at verse number 7. We're going to read all the way down to verse number 12. And it says, ask, and like we talked about when we went through this, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. And or what man is there among you who, if his son ask for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask? So we're gonna start off here, and then we're going to migrate over to Luke chapter 11 here in just a little bit. When I look at a passage of scripture, I don't only want to look at, you know, the words. I want to look at the sentence structure. You know, I want to see if there's anything that is repeated. I want to see what the most important aspect of that particular passage is. And as I'm looking at this passage here, Jesus, when he explains the relationship and how the God operates, I believe that we need to focus on more than just the mechanics. I think that the real important truth that Jesus is emphasizing more than anything is what a loving heavenly Father we have, and how blessed we are to be his children. You know, it is true that there's the asking, the seeking, the finding. But here in verse number 9 and in verse number 10, it describes the dynamic. Excuse me just a second. It describes the dynamic of if a son, a dependent son, needed something and he asked his father for it, no earthly heavenly father that was worth his salt would give him an inferior gift or a gift that would not satisfy the need. So if he asked for bread, he's not going to give him stone. If he ask for a fish, he's not going to give him a serpent. But all of that is based upon the relationship of father and son. So as we're going through this passage, don't just look at, okay, well, what do I have to do? I want you to focus on who you are, whose you are. You are a child of God. We are blessed to be dependent upon God. And don't overlook that. Don't sell that short. It is a wonderful, wonderful truth. In fact, Jesus here contrasts the superiority of God with the inferiority of man. He says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. So even though we are not perfectly holy, I've told you my kids aren't perfect because their parents weren't perfect. I'm not perfect. It doesn't take you very long to listen to this broadcast to realize that my speech isn't perfect. There's some verbal things that happen during a broadcast. I don't have another person here in the studio with me to help me if I get mentally stuck on high center just a minute or get a word in the wrong place. There, it just happens. I'm not perfect. But I tell you that with all of the desire that I have to teach people the Word of God, I've also told people through the years that there were things that could take place that would cause my easygoing, you know, want everybody like me to like me personality to change, and it would change in a hurry. Those rules were quite simple. If you mess with my wife, my attitude towards you is going to change. If you mess with my kids, my attitude is going to change. The third rule was if you mess with my church, the attitude would change. I have been given authority over all of those areas. Now my children are all grown, and you know, my role is different now than it was when they were pre-18. Still to this day, you know, if I say, hey, I need to talk to you, almost all of the kids and will say, am I in trouble? And it's like, no, that dynamic changed when you reached 18 and graduated high school and moved out of my house. That's all that changed. Now my role is to be there to provide counsel and wisdom and direction and listen and try and set them up to be more effective than what I could be, what I have been. So, in spite of my inadequacies, I still would know how to give an appropriate gift to meet a very real need that my children have. God, Jesus says, you give gifts like that and you're evil. And I looked up that word to, you know, to see if maybe it was an over-exaggerated use. And no, it means evil. And he's talking to, you know, the covenant people of God here at this point in time. And he says, y'all aren't living up to what you've already had revealed to you, and yet you still know how to take care of your kids. And then he says this: how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So sometimes we approach the Word of God, or we approach God on the basis of the Word, and that is good. I mean, it's there. The promises of God are yea and amen. They're a covenant relationship. God can't lie, so we can approach Him on the grounds of, hey, God, this is what Your Word says, and we believe it. And we're expecting to see this happen. But we can also approach God, not setting that word aside, but we can say, God, you're not only my Father, you're my perfect Heavenly Father. You're my holy Heavenly Father. You don't have any of the defects that humanity has. You are absolutely flawless. And so Jesus says, y'all aren't perfect. You know how to give appropriate gifts to your children so that they will thrive. How much more does your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? So here we are. We're a couple of weeks away, not quite 2 weeks away from Christmas. There's going to be all sorts of gifts that are given. There are going to be gag gifts. I've been to large parties before, and there was a white elephant gift exchange. And, you know, somebody walks out of there with great prizes or great gifts, and somebody walks out of there with a gift that they have no intention of ever using, and it's like, wow, you know, why did I even bother to go out and get this? I've even known people who walked out with the gift that they brought because nobody else wanted the gift that they brought. That was kind of funny. But at Christmas time, we focus on the one who gives the perfect gift. Jesus is the perfect gift. It's because he did not have the sin nature that we have that he could offer himself as a perfect sacrifice. Because he knew the Word, because he is the Word, he lives the Word, he teaches the Word, preaches the Word, he could explain the Word, he could live as an example of everything that we were supposed to do and how we were supposed to live. He came to fulfill all of the aspects of the covenant that we never could have done. Jesus is the perfect gift from God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Your heavenly Father gave Jesus so that you could have everlasting life. It's available to everyone, but not everyone avails themselves of the opportunity. The Bible talks about people who forfeit the grace that could be theirs because they cling to worthless idols. The New Testament talks about people who disqualified themselves because they would not go along with God's plan. They deprived themselves of the blessings that God wanted to bring into their life. Let's not be that. Let's be the person that says, you know what? I'm going to celebrate this perfect gift that God has provided for me. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. If you want a quality gift, you need to be walking in relationship with the Heavenly Father. So, have you had anybody ask you this question yet? What do you want for Christmas? What gift do you want for Christmas? And I understand. I've got some friends that have lost loved ones over the past year, and they've already been requesting prayer because this holiday season is going to be their first holiday season without a precious family member, and that's a challenge. Some it's been more than one Christmas, and it's still a challenge. So I want you to know that if you're going through one of those very emotionally difficult seasons, that God can give you perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him. So we're well aware of that, and we pray for you that the comfort of the Holy Spirit will be yours as well. And I know this, God's going to give you exactly what you need to thrive during this season if you will simply ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock and keep on knocking. You know, we're dependent upon him. He's a priority for us, and he is accessible to us. So let's ask. Now, if you will turn over to Luke chapter 11, Luke chapter 11 has this worded slightly different. Let me read Luke 11:11. It says, "If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish?" He adds a third question. "Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children," listen to this, "how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" I saw a t-shirt one time and it said, "Dear Santa, I want it all. I want it all." And that's pretty much the mindset of the world system that we live in. No matter what you have, there's always a discontentment with what you have. I remember hearing someone who had been very successful in their profession, had literally risen to the very top of their profession, and the first time that they achieved their lifelong goal, they celebrated, and then they said, "Is that all there is? This thing I've been chasing all my life, is that all there is?" If you're in sports and a team wins a championship, the very next morning, there's two things that happen. There's the analysis of the game that took place before, and there's also the immediate expectation. Well, can they duplicate that again next year? You see, this world is never going to provide satisfaction. Any level of depravity is going to have an increasingly longing for more depravity. You were never meant to be satisfied by the things of this world. You were meant to be satisfied by the one who made everything, and his name is God. So, why do I ask, you know, have you seen that expression, I want it all? Well, when it comes to the things of God, I do want everything that God has for me. So I want access to the Father in my life. I want access to God the Father. And Jesus came and made that access possible. He is the perfect gift from the Father to cause us to have a relationship with the Father, so that we didn't fall for the devil's lie about the nature of God. We understand the nature of God because we know him and we love him. But there's also God the Holy Spirit. And there is a spiritual hunger that exists in each and every human being that only God can satisfy. The devil can entice you, but he will never satisfy you. The Father loves you. He did all of the hard work to make reconciliation with him possible. Jesus is the name above all names. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But let's not forget that Jesus said it was expedient for him to go away so that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, would come. And in Acts chapter 2, Peter says that it is available to you, to your children, and to all those who are afar off. And so I just want to present this word to you today. First of all, that God's not going to give you a gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. He's not going to give that to you as an unnecessary gift or a gift to embarrass you. The Holy Spirit is given to empower you. And have you ever seen a movie where the bad guy is he's just caught and he's outgunned, or he's got nothing to negotiate with, and he says, "Boy, if you weren't behind that vest, if you didn't have all of those weapons at your disposal, boy, I'd really mess you up. But you've got all of these safety mechanisms in place." And in the movies, what that is doing is appealing to the pride and the machismo of the character. And the next thing you know, they're throwing off all of these wonderful tools that have been placed at their disposal. And then the next thing you know, there's this completely and totally unnecessary fight that's going on that's, strictly Hollywood. Well, I want you to know the devil's not playing games. And neither is God. He's about building the kingdom. And we have people who desperately need to know about Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is who empowers us to be witnesses for him on his behalf. So let's not fall for the devil's trap of denying the gift of the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, who's perfect. Why would we want to restrict the ministry of the Holy Spirit? I don't want to. And I don't think that it's in the kingdom's best interest for us to say, thanks God for the gift, but no, thank you. I think that we need to say, God, my family is so important. I want all of them saved. And my neighbors, I want them saved too. And my coworkers, I want them to know about Jesus. I want them to know you the way that I know you, as a heavenly Father that is accessible, who knows what we have need of and provides what we have need of. And that includes hearing about Jesus, who wants to forgive them of their sins and be the Lord of their life. God, would you give me more of the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, so I can do a better job of reaching people who are drowning in sin. So that's what I wanted to share out of Luke chapter 11 that doesn't show up in Matthew chapter 7. We'll go back to Matthew chapter 7 tomorrow. I want to thank you for spending 30 minutes of your day with us here on WMIE 91.5 FM, 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening and 10:30 of a morning. And, if you don't have a church home, we would be honored. I would be honored if you made your way to Merit Assembly of God. I would be so honored to be able to be your pastor, to be able to stand with you in faith and pray with you for the things that you have need of in your life. I know that Brevard County is a big county. If you're in Palm Bay, you're probably not going to make the drive to Merritt Island. Find a Bible preaching church. Get in there. Get it as involved as you can be. Get to know your pastor. You need a pastor. If you don't have one, I would be privileged to be your pastor so that we could walk together to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a marvelous Monday. We'll see you tomorrow right back here on 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Oh, come.